You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Republican Senator Rick Jones. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. Very good on this beautiful sunny day.
It was a great one out there, wasn't it? Enjoyed seeing you last night at the Passant Theater at the Wharton Center for the Bully Side Project presented by students and former students from Fenton High School. It was quite a powerful evening, wasn't it?
It was an extremely powerful experience.
It certainly was. There were some questions afterwards, after we all kind of regained composure, and I guess I'll speak for me and not for you, but it sounds like you were moved as well. The students were portraying real children, real young people who had taken their lives after bullying incidents, mostly surrounding school, some internet and so forth. And this is a cause near and dear to your heart as well, and there was some discussion afterwards about legislation.
Yes, I have a bill in that would require every school district to have a bullying policy. I think this is just good common sense and could lead to saving lives. Now, I had a death over in Charlotte several years ago. It was a young lady in high school that was harassed because she was a sea cadet and cut her hair short and wanted to have a life in the military. She was harassed. And finally took her own life in her grandfather's home. It was a terrible tragedy, and it certainly struck home with me.
Well, and there were questions last night, and one of the things that came out of those questions in terms of some answers is folks have to write their legislators, write their representatives, write their senators, and make their voices heard that we are demanding a policy, that we're demanding law. And as Kevin Epling said last night, whose son was one of those folks portrayed from East Lansing, he said the policy is only a tool. We have to make sure that the change is implemented, but the policy has got to happen, and it needs to be a tool.
Well, certainly if we codify it into law, every school would have to have a policy, and then they will sit down and do it. It doesn't cost anything to have a policy. And my goodness, maybe numerous children could be saved if we had this.
Absolutely. One of the things you also mentioned last night was that it takes time to get these things done, and certainly folks directly affected and concerned about this issue, it always takes too long. But you mentioned, of course, last night, the Romeo and Juliet, getting Romeo and Juliet off the sex offender registry. This is now finally, after years, heading to the governor's desk.
Yes, in fact, it's on the governor's desk. It's my legislation. We made the sex offender registry comply with the Adam Walsh Child Protection Act. That's a federal law that puts your sex offenders into three tiers so people can know who the most dangerous people are when they look at the sex offender list online. At the same time we had this act open, we finally took care of the Romeo and Juliet situation. Now, this is typically a 17-year-old boy, 15-year-old girl in high school, totally consensual, boyfriend-girlfriend, and then the boy ends up in trouble and on the list for 25 years under current law. He can't get in the Army. He can't get a good job. I know one case for a young man. He's in his late 20s, has children at school, cannot even go see his children at school because he's on this list for a boyfriend-girlfriend situation when he was a teen. So we have finally fixed this. I'm very happy to say that it's on the governor's desk and soon will be signed.
Well, and what's, I think, important for people to know at first when they hear some of these changes, if they're not paying close attention, this doesn't let anybody get off of anything. This doesn't, what it does is put it in what you believe is appropriate categories to deal with the issues. And what the important part is to deal with the dangerous ex-convicts and predators and not the folks who aren't in that predatory status.
Yes, absolutely. What this legislation does is takes the most serious predator, the child predator, puts them into a class 3 tier, and so they're on the sex offender list for life. And they have to check in with the police every 3 months. and report where they're living, that they haven't moved, what car they're driving, the license plate, if they're using email, because it's so important to make sure that they're not on the Internet trying to attract more victims.
And so you're real comfortable and real confident that this is a real good path to go on.
Well, absolutely. You know, this has been needed for many years. It, you know, separates people into tiers. So the flasher is, for example, is tier one. They're on the list for 15 years. The police list only. They're not on the public list. They can be taken off in 10 years with good behavior. Tier two is a much, much more serious offender. They're on there for 25 years. They report every twice a year. And so now the citizens will be able to check their neighborhoods. And when this finally takes place, we believe it'll be July 1, and check and see if they have a serious predator and not somebody that was a Romeo and Juliet in high school. And I might add that anybody that is on there for a consensual boyfriend-girlfriend situation will be able to apply to the judge and be taken off. And in the future, they never again will go on.
And that was, you just answered my next question to you, is grandfathered in at all because of the folks who are already there? So they can petition to have their name removed.
Absolutely. They'll come off the list. One individual up in Grand Rapids is married, got a couple of children, and this has kept him from getting in one of the military services, and he's just waiting for this to pass and be signed into law.
And that is something I guess I hadn't thought of before I heard you mention it last night again, the idea that if one of these Romeo and Juliet situations has happened and you're on the list and then you're married and have children, you can't go to the school to watch your own kids perform in a play or, you know, anything around young children.
Yes, it changes your entire life, and that is appropriate. If you are a rapist of either adults or children, it's appropriate that you stay away from certain areas in our society because you're a danger to our society. But we hope that we've complied with this federal act. I think it's a good one, and it's named in honor of course, Adam Walsh.
And as you said, this took things into compliance, and we were in risk of losing federal money if the law didn't comply. So this brings us in compliance.
That is correct. It brings us in compliance just in time with the federal law, and we continue to get funding for local police to maintain the list and check on these individuals when they come in, check them in and make sure they're put on the list correctly.
Very good. Well, sir, as always, I appreciate your time. We will follow along and watch the anti-bullying legislation as it goes through the process and hope that Michigan can join the ranks. As Kevin Epling said yesterday, we're about to be in the bottom four in the country without anti-bullying legislation on the books. So I think it's our turn now, and I appreciate your efforts in that way, and we'll follow along as that goes through the process.
Thank you. We have a hearing scheduled for April 12th in Senate Judiciary.
Well, we'll be following along. Thank you so much for your time.
Bye.
Republican Senator Rick Jones of Grand Ledge. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Jack Davis of the Lansing School Board. An important meeting tonight, a special meeting called for the future of Dwight Rich High School. Also, Eric Langdon is with us from the Capital Area Humane Society. We'll be talking with him. It's time for the fur ball, and we'll be talking about all the good things happening at the Capital Area Humane Society. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.